First, start by making sure you have a comfortable place to lie down. And also know that this can be done in sitting. If you do choose to do this in sitting, it's best to do it in a fairly supportive chair where you can rest your feet comfortably on the ground and lean back a little bit. Not, however, a chair that really is slumping, but just something that has some firm support on your back. But for this lesson, I will teach as in reference to you being resting on the floor with your legs long. If it is more comfortable for you to have your legs bent and your feet standing, you may do that as well. The other option is to have a blanket or a bolster underneath your legs, so you find out what's most comfortable for you. And in this lesson, we'll be exploring the diaphragms of the body. As I mentioned in the introduction to these series of the joints, the diaphragm, and the viscera, the diaphragms are merely a word that we use in somatic experiencing lingo that denotes basically containers, spaces in the body that are distinct. There are seven of them that we have in our modality. And you can see them as separate entities that function on their own and or entities that resonate and talk with the other. They are also what we call containers of affect. In other words, the concept of having greater containment in the body means that you're better able to have this area of the body expand and be able to take in more, whether it's affect or stress or emotion and movement. And the greater the containment of these spaces, the more resilient the body and the greater the coherence there is. So first, just scan yourself in resting on the ground and notice what your breathing might be doing. And as you notice that, you may find that you take a deeper breath, or you might try to breathe the way we're supposed to. And rather than trying to do something well or correct with your breath, just allow your breath to do what it wants to. So often when we do these lessons, whether they're meditative or awareness-based movement lessons, we force our breath, and the key is to allow the breath to come and go as it spontaneously wants to, based on how your autonomic nervous system is responding. Notice as you breathe if you sense the breath, your breath, traveling anywhere else into your body. Is it in one specific area that you might feel, say, the rise of maybe your belly or perhaps your ribs, your chest? Just tune into that for a moment. Start out by taking your right hand and just gently placing it somewhere around your left shoulder. So you're going to lift your arm up and bring your right hand to your left shoulder. And this place in which you put your right hand on your shoulder isn't so much important as the quality of contact that you have with your hand and your shoulder. There are areas you could touch the top of the shoulder, the more bony area, or a little more of the softer area between your collarbone and your shoulder. So you just feel around, just initially, and the key is that you can gently rest your arm in such a way that you contact your shoulder. And obviously, as we progress with this, if you need to switch the position tiny bits, left, right, up, down, you do so, and you do so with attention and awareness rather than abruptly. As you make contact with your shoulder, notice the skin of your hand and how it contacts through your clothing to the skin of your shoulder. You may also do this through your, if you have a shirt that you can reach under to be on your actual skin. That is another way to do this. You can experiment with that if you wish. And simply notice whether or not there is movement in the shoulder area, your left shoulder, as you breathe. So you pay attention to your breathing. You don't try to make your shoulder move off the bat. You simply notice if there is an expansion, a coherence with your respiration, your breath, and the tissues surrounding your shoulder. This is the first diaphragm area that we'll cover. And although I say shoulder, it's actually the very top of where your lungs end up. If you visualize both of your lungs or the lung on your left side, it travels, it's quite big, and it can expand up into this top part of your shoulder. Call it the apex of the lung, the very top corner, if you think of the edge of a triangle. You can think of it as filling up your armpit. So as you inhale, can you bring attention to how the movement of your breath can start to travel and trickle up into this apex, the apex of your left lung, into the shoulder tissue? Can there start to be a sensation of a little bit more movement in the tissues surrounding your shoulder, your collarbone, and the soft tissues underneath the collarbone around the top of the ribs? And I'll just leave you to sense that for a moment. You may gently direct a bit of attention to even moving very small and very internally, imagining an expansion. Imagining an expansion going from the center of your chest, from your breath up in a direction towards your left shoulder. And your hand is placed on your shoulder merely to provide attention to that area, to sense, to feel if there is movement that's traveling up. And because this is highly individual, I'll move on. But if you sense that you need more time to allow your system to experience this first side, then you do that. Perhaps pause and then return back to the audio file when you're ready. So allow your right hand to rest. And just momentarily sense your breath again and how your inhalation may connect up into your left shoulder area, the armpit, the upper ribs. Pay attention to your mouth, if there's any unnecessary clenching of your teeth. Mouth, you can have it slightly open. It's not to open it full, because that requires effort, but to allow a little slit through your teeth so that air can come in through your mouth. And then bring the left hand up towards your right shoulder and just gently palpate, move around to familiarize yourself with the tissue of this side, and then find a comfortable place to allow your hand to rest. It may mean maneuvering your right shoulder in such a way that it can be comfortable. And again, listen to your breath, and if there is movement that transfers up into the apex of your right lung, being aware that our sides are not symmetrical, and you may find that one side has more movement than the other. And that's fine. It's a matter of noticing that and slowly bringing a little more of this coherence into the picture, even if just a tiny bit. So you direct your attention, you gently notice if there's movement underneath your fingers as you breathe in, if that breath transmits upwards, up into your right shoulder. And I'll leave you to experience that for a few moments. Good. Let that pause. Allow your hand to come down just briefly. And perhaps now bring one hand to one shoulder, left to the right, and the right hand to the left shoulder. Gently, it's sort of like you're giving yourself a bit of a hug. You don't want to squeeze too hard, but you just see if there can be a movement, an intention of your movement from your breath up into the apex of both the right and the left lung into each respective shoulder. Sensing as you breathe in if there's a rise in the chest and a shift in the movement upwards. being attentive to any natural, spontaneous responses coming out of your system, such as sighs or a nice, deep, spontaneous breath, and allowing those responses to fully come up and to come down. And leave that be. Bring your arms down. So that upper part of the lungs, the shoulder area, which we just covered, that would be one area, one diaphragm. The next that we'll go to is the area that's called the respiratory diaphragm, which is around the area of the rib cage. And the ribs are obviously, they're quite big and long. This is going to be the lower part of the ribs. So if you place perhaps both hands over the ribs such that your right hand is on the right side of your rib cage on the front, and the left is on the left front of your ribs, the left ribs, elbows resting on the ground if that's comfortable. It's the area beneath your sternum, beneath your breastbone. So of course, because I can't see you, I just want to make sure that you're aware of the space that I want you to have your hands. So it's not where your nipples would be, it's beneath that area, closer towards the lower floating ribs. And you just breathe normally, easily, and you sense the rise and fall of this part of your body, not forcing it, just allowing the breath to slowly trickle into your hands on the inhalation, and then sensing the ribs descend and lower on the exhalation. And I'll let you experience this for a few moments. Perhaps as I'm silent, experiment with only having one hand on one side for a few moments, and then having just the other hand, so you get familiar with each separate side, and then you return your hands back. So I'll allow you to do that for a few moments. Allow your hands to also, although it's a specific area I've directed you to touch, there's, you know, little approximations. You could move your hands a little bit in, a bit out, a bit down, a bit up, just so that you kind of mold your hands in the most comfortable way with your ribs. You may have found in doing one side alone that one side has a little bit more resiliency, a little bit more coherence. And again, as I mentioned, we're not symmetrical. So if there is one area that feels a little less pliable in the future or now, if you wish, that would be an area to spend more time with and to rest and allow the body to become familiar with that side again. It's not important to get through each piece, each diaphragm that we're about to go through. Even just working with one can be plenty for the nervous system. It's about sensing and gaining coherence within each diaphragm and then also bridging them together. So with that said, allow one hand, perhaps your right hand, to maintain contact with your ribs, and have your left hand go back to your shoulder. It'll be your right shoulder. So you're now connecting these two diaphragms, the apex of the right lung and the respiratory area of your right side. So the respiratory diaphragm on the right side and the shoulder or the apex of your lung on the right side. And you sense how your breath can move in both directions to increase the coherence between these two pieces. Gently observing the movements. And then let that be, and switch the hands so that your left hand is now on the left side of the ribs and the right hand comes to rest on the left shoulder. And you make contact with these two points of your body, and then you slowly allow your attention to be brought to the space between your hands, up and down, down and up, and how your breath can begin to resonate with these structures. Begin to even visualize the containment between these tissues growing a little bit, gaining more space and softness and resiliency. There's a lot of important stuff, a lot of important organs, especially on the left side, your heart, your major arteries and veins. Imagine those tissues having this resilience and coherence pulsing through them, how much more pliable and healthy they can be with this kind of movement going through them. And then you let that go, you pause. And you just return back to the simple noticing of your breath and see what it's like now from when you first remember noticing. Is there a greater awareness and coherence between your breathing and the upper part of your body, as well as the area around your rib cage, the diaphragms around the rib cage? Which is also where your true diaphragm is, the tissue structure that helps you with your breathing. It's a dome. The true diaphragm is a dome that descends downwards towards your pelvis as you breathe in. And ascends as you exhale. And it too becomes, or can become, stuck and rigid with stress and shock and trauma. So you just envision and visualize it descending easily and coming back up easily. The next area to bring your attention to is your pelvis. Your pelvis. And if you bring your hands just to start to feel, and there's no right or wrong way of doing this, you just gently palpate the thick bones that sometimes we refer to as our hips, crests, the crests of the pelvis. They follow back behind you towards your bum, and there's the prominent bony parts on the front. Your pelvis, if you feel to the middle and down a bit, you'll sense your pubic bone, which is in the center, just beneath your belly button. And you just allow your hands to rest somewhere comfortably on your pelvis. And as we go through this, you shift gently and you just find another spot. But first, allow your breath to come back to your attention and just see whether or not the breathing, your breathing, resonates downwards. Towards more of the belly, the deep belly, towards the pubic bone. And you may shift and move gently, may rock a little bit your pelvis up and down. If it's more comfortable to move your pelvis with your feet standing on the ground and your knees bent, definitely try that out, because everybody's movement abilities and their hip joints and pelvises are so different. I'll leave you to discover what might be easiest for you in terms of adjusting your pelvis. As you breathe in, can you pay attention to the floor of your pelvis? By that I mean the area around the genitals and the anus. And notice if that area moves at all with your in-breath. And by move, I mean, does it descend? So as you breathe in, can you gently allow the bowl and floor of the pelvic musculature to descend down, to swell a tiny bit? And if that's unfamiliar to you, once or twice do the opposite, which would be pulling up and in. It would be the movement that you would do if you were trying to stop the flow of urine. Often we call them Kegels, which requires a lifting up through the pelvic bowl. And it actually will freeze up that area. And so I want you to envision and do the opposite, which would be to allow, as you breathe in, to allow the pelvis, the muscles of the pelvic bowl, to descend down and to swell a little bit, to let go. And then on the exhale, you just let them be quiet. Can you begin to find some coherence between your breath and the movements deep in your belly and deep in your pelvis? And just as you did with the rib area, the respiratory diaphragm area, where you had one hand on one side, you could also try that in this manner with your pelvis. See if there's one area that has a tiny bit more movement and coherence. How does your breath enter into the pelvis, and can you even visualize it entering into your hip joint and into the top part of your thigh? The attention and the breathing trickling further downwards towards your knee and your ankle and your foot. If somebody was gently holding, if you've got one hand just on one side right now of your pelvis, if you envisioned or imagined somebody gently supporting underneath your heel, what it might feel like to have a sense of contact under that heel, and how this breathing may reach not just to the pelvis, not just to the hip, but all the way down to that place of support if there is a person supporting your leg. And try that on the other side. Switching hands. And again, visualizing somebody's warm hands resting underneath your heel, cupping gently your foot. What that would feel like, how your breath might be supported even more in traveling downwards towards the feet. This is another piece, another area that we have reference to a diaphragm, are the feet. In the touch work, if you were to come see a practitioner of somatic experiencing and have touch work done, one of the diaphragms would be to hold the feet. It's much harder for us on our own to do that. So you envision right now maybe placing both of your hands back onto your pelvis. You envision another pair of hands holding on to your feet, gently floating your feet such that breath can come into the belly, into the pelvis, into the hips, and downwards. And then perhaps move your right hand over to the left rib cage area. So you keep your left hand on your left hip pelvis area, and you move your right hand, the palm of your right hand, to rest on your left ribs, so your forearm is resting across your body. And you connect now first just the two diaphragms, so the ribs on the left side and the pelvis area on the left side. And you gently allow your attention to go there. Imagining and perhaps even feeling coherence coming online between your ribs, your respiratory areas, all the way into your pelvis on the left side. And then if you wish, seeing what feels potentially right for you. You can keep your hands here, or you can move your hand, your right hand, upwards towards your shoulder, that top shoulder diaphragm, the very first one we started with. And you connect this pelvic diaphragm on the left side with the top apex of the left lung on the left side. Sensing how the breathing can resonate between these places. And then leave that. Pause. Maybe take a moment to return to your breath, just the simple noticing of your breath, but also the noticing of your environment. If your eyes have been closed this entire time, give yourself a moment to refresh and see a little bit gently what's around you. Knowing that at any time throughout this lesson and any other lesson that you may do, that this process of reorienting and keeping your eyes, bringing your eyes to your surroundings is healthy. It lets you know where you are. And some days you may not need that as much, and other days you may need to do that a little bit more to keep yourself present with the current moment. So now bring yourself to the right side. Again, bringing your right hand to the right side of your pelvis, somewhere where you choose. And the left hand up towards the ribs first to start with. Sensing the coherence and the quality on your right side, how the tissue and your body underneath your hands moves separately but also together. How do your hands coordinate with each other? Is there a movement of them simultaneously, or does one move first and the other follow? Maybe trying a different position with your hands. You can find another area of your ribs or move your hand up towards your shoulder, towards that top part of your lung, around the clavicle area, collarbone. Visualizing this idea of resiliency throughout your tissues. allowing the autonomic nervous system to balance out such that tension and muscular action come down a few notches, and the elements of resting and digestion come up a few notches. You may have noticed throughout this, perhaps your belly started to gurgle. Movements through your intestines might have come a bit more online. Allowing yourself to rest in this very unique way of self-exploration and conscious attention on the tissues that are within your body. And then let that be, let it rest, bring your arms to your side, somewhere comfortable. Notice where your breathing goes now. If there is a bit more movement throughout your torso. So if you track in your mind's eye, there's the shoulders, that level. There's the respiratory area where your true diaphragm is, the ribs. There's the pelvis, pelvic bowl, the feet. There are three other areas that we make distinction with that are in the area of the head, and it's a little more challenging for us to get to these, but we can do it. But we combined, I'm going to combine the three. So there's the very base of the skull, where the base of the skull meets the upper vertebra. So if you take both of your hands maybe and rest them behind your head, behind the skull, and you just palpate, you feel the roundness of the back of your skull and how it descends and curves towards your neck, the very top of your spine. And just be familiar with that area. You feel it a little bit. And you leave one hand behind the base of your skull. And you bring the other hand, you choose which one, across your forehead. So you rest the other hand across your forehead. And you just allow yourself to gently cradle your head with your two hands. And you envision your breathing, your respiration, and how it may begin to trickle upwards, up into your chest, your throat, being sure that your mouth is not blocked. It's like you imagine space being created so that the breath can reach up, up, up into your skull. And you do this gently, not quickly. You allow the spreading, the increasing of containment to go gently. There is sometimes the possibility that doing this too quickly will result in a greater feeling of pressure in the head, which might resemble a headache. If you sense that happen, you back it off a little bit and you return back to one of the lower diaphragms. Maybe you bring your one hand to the ribs and you keep one hand on your head, at the back of the head or the front of the head. This is where you become a little bit more exploratory, because everyone is different. But you know that if you sense too much pressure develop in the head, you take one hand away and you bring it to your ribs or to your pelvis. If that doesn't change it, you take both of your hands away and you wait for the pressure to decrease. So if your hands are still both on your head, one behind on the back of your skull and one on the forehead, you again notice the pulsating aspect of your breathing traveling up to perhaps, seems strange, but to expand your skull. Our skull bones, our cranial bones have movement in them. Very, very tight, very, very small, minute movements, mind you, but they are meant to move. Even if you visualize this tiny bit of expansion with your inhalation and a tiny bit of a contraction with the exhalation. And then allow the hand behind your head to stay there. And if you need to switch your hands to give your arm a rest, you may do that. So you have one hand behind your head, and now the other hand is going to go on the crown of your head, the very top. And if it's comfortable for you to bring the hand behind the head away, can do that, and you just focus on the very crown, the very top of your skull. And you visualize your breathing and how it can trickle and resonate through the throat, up through the face, all the way to the top of your skull. And you visualize this diaphragm up high, this container, if you will, growing a little bit in size so that pressure becomes less. As the size of a container increases, the pressure inside of it goes down. Remembering that you can bring your hands away at any time, or you can bring another hand towards another part of your body. The diaphragms can be focused on individually or in unison with the other pieces, the other diaphragms. And then gently allow your arms to come down. If your legs have been, if your feet have been standing, allow them to come down. And you just bring yourself back to the simple act of noticing your breath and how it might be familiar with a few more areas of your body. whether there's greater coherence between places, greater room for expansion, greater room for affect and stress and all the little things that come into our body on a day-to-day basis, how having a bigger container and having parts of us that have greater expansion can then withhold and be able to take in this external pressure. It makes it such that we don't notice it as much. We are more resilient. If you wish to maintain resting, by all means, if you can do that, I'd recommend it. Let things integrate. If you have to get up at this point, be sure to bring your attention back to the room first before you roll over and come to sit, so you see where you are, you orient with your eyes, your head and your neck, you feel the movement, see around you a tiny bit. Even if you do rest for a few more moments, you still go through these steps to come up to stand. When you come to sit, you pause in sitting and you allow yourself to sense yourself in sitting first. You allow the blood pressure in your body to equilibrate and get used to being in a more challenging gravity space, with changes in containment of various parts of your body. There's going to be a shift in the tissues and how they take in blood. So you want to slowly shift your body into standing. And when you've oriented properly in sitting and you sense the ground under you, you then use the support of your hands and your feet to bring yourself up to stand. And if you can, you take a few moments to walk around. Let this fully come into your system before you go on with your day.